The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's the cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Yes, it does. This is Gary Raposo with Wynn Carpenter. How are you, buddy? We're here in downtown Reading at KCNR Studios. This is Jefferson State of Mind.
In the heart of Jefferson.
What?
In the heart of Jefferson, don't forget that.
In the heart of Jefferson. The very heart of Jefferson.
Yes, sir.
Broadcasting live worldwide. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. KCNR1460.com. You can hear us on 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM. We are your talk radio. If you have a question or a comment, the phone number is 530-605-4567, 605-4567, or 645-4566, if 67 is
busy,
because that's new. You used to be able to switch over. Now, we have Backwards Hat Man as our producer. How are you, brother?
Doing great, man. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, quick question. Is our chat up and running or not?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And are the phone lines open?
Open lines.
We like it.
Well, we're here this morning with Jackie La Barbera and with Darren Hale. And Darren has just made a video that of a dad speaking up. We have Moms for Liberty, a lot of great mama bears out there, a lot of ladies that have stood up for liberty. And it's nice to see a man stand up, and you've about had enough. You were mad as hail, weren't you?
Mad as hail. Yes, sir. Now, you know, I thank you, Terry and Wynn, for having me on your show. I do appreciate it. And really, my hat's off more to Moms for Liberty and Jackie for standing up and fighting even way before I did. You know, I'm kind of new to the game, and, you know, I see what's happening with our youth and with the state overreach, and it's just a line in the sand. You know, there are some things that we can probably endure when the state, passes laws or makes these mandates and stuff, but there are some things like our water, you know, our food and our children that it's a no-go. And this was one of those for me personally. So that's why I made that video and that statement is I'm not going to comply with this on any level. It really is that line in the sand. You know, when the state starts sexualizing and then our children and then hiding it from the parents, it's unacceptable. It is completely unacceptable. So I made that statement and I still stand by it, stand by that video. You know, if there's teachers out there anywhere in Shasta County that are faced with a dilemma, I'm happy to hear their story and hear what they have. I don't care if it gets me in trouble. I will do whatever it takes to make sure that parents' constitutional rights are upheld.
Yeah, you know, and I love what you said. You know, that you didn't care really about whether or not there was going to be any repercussions. You didn't care whether somebody told you something. You said even in court that you wouldn't divulge it, which I'm just going, yeah, where these guys been? And what's been remarkable in Shasta County is that's a lot of young people, a lot of young men like yourself standing up. You know, compared to me, you're all young. But
that's true. What, we are.
What do you mean we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
Okay, lot, anyway, yeah, lot younger than you.
But, yeah, what's I saying? No, just kidding. But anyway, I think that the main thing is that standing up and supporting, and your wife, I know, is in, you married?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but very much in support. How many children?
I have two daughters, and she has a son. We blended family. We don't have any children together, but we are solid.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really neat. Now, do all the kids go to the same school, or how does that work?
So we're empty nesters. All our kids are grown up.
All gone. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's easy for me to take a hard line in the sand on such a thing, because if there's risk involved, and if that risk is the state coming after me and trying to take things from me, I've lost everything before. And there's nothing that they can do that's going to stop me.
When you ain't got nothing to lose, right?
That's right. That's
Jackie,
right.
So you've been involved in the political spectrum for quite a while, done some great things with the schools, stood up for our kids for a long time. AB 1955 is a law. And, again, the thing about California that's so much different is it isn't just mandates. It's laws. And we've been going around to different counties all over California and teaching a lot of things as far as the school system goes. And really and truly, we want to get into that a little bit more. But tell us about your thoughts on AB 1955, besides it's horrendous and awful and horrible. But give us an idea of where the stand would be. And you are with the Anderson School District? Yes?
Yeah, I'm the board president of Anderson Union High School District.
Awesome. Okay. So there you go, my dear. Take the floor.
So I think I'll say a couple things. One, as board president of Anderson Union High School District, we have no plans to bring forward any old policy or new policy in response to AB 1955. That doesn't mean that one of my fellow board members couldn't, you know, request to agendize it. However, we've made it very clear, our board has made it very clear of where we stand with regards to parents' rights and parents having the right to know everything and anything that happens with their child on our campuses.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is that we talk about parental rights. I mean, what have we come to?
Right.
Of course
right.
We have parental rights.
That's so true.
The other thing I think that we have to get some clarity on is we don't have constitutional rights. We have God-given rights. And the Constitution is that line in the sand that protects us. The Constitution was written to bind the government, not to give us rights. It's meant to bind the government, and I think we have a lot of things backwards where we will not comply, we will not submit. No, 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 no. The government is supposed to submit to us.
Right.
That's the idea. And I'm going to leave it with this really quick, because I want to throw this out there and then get your thoughts on it. The Tenth Amendment specifically says that anything not delegated to the United States government is reserved to the states or the people.
Right.
The word delegated means that you're giving temporary responsibility to something you own.
Right.
You can't delegate as a lower power. You can't delegate as a middle power. You have to delegate, or as an equal, you have to delegate as a higher power. And the word reserved means ownership. So anything we don't give them to do, we own.
Correct.
And if that's the case, it's either the states, but the states don't do it, or the people. So we are the government, and I think we just don't know who we are.
Absolutely, yeah. To go back to your point about a lot of things being backwards, I mean, to me, the reason that I chose to run for school board is because I understand where the power lies. It lies closest to the people, and the school board is the closest to the people. Those direct ties. Those are our children. And so, you know, the power in the lesser magistrate, I think, is what really is the bigger story is here, is that power that lies within the lesser magistrate, which to me is the school board. 70% of our children in America are being educated in public education. It's directly tied to our future, the future of our nation. There's a reason that, you know, communist and Marxist governments have, you know, this isn't new. This isn't new in the playbook for them to take over the minds and the hearts of the children and try and interfere with the parent-child relationship. This was done by Mao. This was done by Hitler. This was done, you know, in the Bolshevik era. This is nothing new. It's old. It's old news. But what we've lost as Americans is where that power actually resides. So the real story to me with AB 1955 is not necessarily in the legislation. It's why they created the legislation. They created the legislation. People don't know that there are already 99% of schools in Shasta County and across California currently have administrative regulations that mandate a teacher not tell a parent, that mandate staff not tell a parent, no matter the age. We're talking kindergarten through 12th grade. A six-year-old can come to Shasta Meadows School, I'll just use for an example, just because I can pick any school in Shasta County and it would apply. A six-year-old, seven-year-old, eight-year-old, nine-year-old can go to a teacher and say that they want to use a different locker room or different bathroom or be called something different, and administrative regulations in that school, in these districts, mandate a teacher not tell the parent unless the child consents.
This
is old news.
Yeah.
This is old news. But what happened is you had a handful of school districts across the state. There's six now, only six, but still six, that stood up and said, this isn't constitutional. These administrative regulations and policies that we've passed are not constitutional. And so some of us undid them.
But see, how you fix it and how you get justice is the answer. See, here's the difference on everything you said, and the particular, and I don't mean this, in reality. Reality is, these are not mandates. These are laws.
Right.
And, you know, when you look at SB 71 in 2003, new sexual health standards teaches children in grades 5 through 12 that any consensual sexual behavior is safe as long as you protect yourself with a condom. Teaches that homosexuality and bisexuality are normal. That's a law. That's not a mandate. That's not a policy. And then everybody seems to be talking about what's happened as far as the gender situation. Well, basically, gender is a matter of choice. 2007, Senate Bill 777. They use the Lord's number. I hate that, but Senate Bill 777 prohibits all school instruction from promoting a discriminatory bias against homosexuality and bisexuality, transsexuality to students as young as 5 years old. Children are taught that gender is a matter of choice, and that's what they used to get to 2013 when they passed AB 1266 that requires all K through 12 public schools requires. That's not a mandate. This is law, legislative, legal law that passed public schools to permit biological boys and girls restrooms, showers, clubs, sports teams, and biological girls and boys restrooms, showers, clubs, and sports teams. The right to violate these sexual boundaries is based solely on the self-declaration of a different gender identity. A pupil shall be permitted to participate in sex segregated school programs and activities, including athletic teams and competitions in youth facilities consistent with his or her gender identity, irrespective of the gender listed on the pupil's records. Those are laws. You don't get rid of laws unless you have an initiative, which we can use in Article 18, Section 3 of the California Constitution by saying we can amend the Constitution of California. We can get rid of laws. You have to have a referendum. Or you just have to do what you said and get mad as hell and say, just not going to do it. That's what we have to do.
Right. You've actually, I listened to you. You started saying it years ago, Terry, and it resonated with me. You kept saying, I'd see that in meetings at the Board of Supervisors or even out in public. It's just the public needs not to submit, you know, do not submit to the tyranny. And you were, at that time, you're the only one I was really hearing saying that. And it resonated with me because there's so much power and truth in that. To reflect back on this agenda, really, this agenda is literally to break up the nuclear family. That's the goal. The goal is
100%.
The goal is these people do not like America the way it is. They want a social program, a communist program, a Marxist program. They want to break the nuclear family because that's the only thing stopping it, right? And so if you look at these policies that have to do with the LGBTQ and the transitioning stuff, it's cherry-picked, and I can give a really good example, right? So one of their biggest arguments is they don't want to tell the parents because there is a fear that that parent will be abusive to the child in coming out of and exposing what they want to be a part of, right? That's not – I don't think that that's actually an entirely true statement. I think it really is they just want that kid to do what it wants, right? And here's why. Across the board in California – there's policy 5131.2 against bullying and fighting.
Right.
Right? And guess what the school administrators and the teachers must do when that occurs? Tell the parents. They have to tell the parents. Now, statistically, if you look into that, when there is someone who is aggressive at school and bullying, statistically, they are that way because the parents were that way. So if they are truly fearful of the kids' lives, that they're in danger from their parents,
mm-hmm.
why are they not reporting the bullying and the fighting to the parents as well? So it's cherry-picked. It's the fighting part of it, the bullying part of it, they don't care. They don't care if there's repercussions at home for that child because of who they are. They don't mind that part of that family getting torn apart. They want to raise these people who are these children who will advance their agenda further. Well, so that was something that I did some research on, and it's very
spot
clear.
On.
Well,
it's very spot clear. On.
And with that, the passive aggressiveness of school, say, just for the lack of a term, employees that allow the children who want to do all this other stuff and they allow it to happen, that's worse than bullying.
Right.
That is truly worse than bullying.
That's right.
But then a bully gets kicked out of school.
That's right.
Right? They get kicked out of school. They get something put in their file that they did it, you know, whatever the kid's name is. They have a file, and it may be documented that they bullied, and the victim is, you know, taken care of, hopefully. Why are we not doing the same thing for the kids who are going through this confusion state of, it's natural to be confused. A boy says he wants to be a girl. A girl says she wants to be a boy. They get over it, right?
Yep.
Let them do what they're going to do. Just talk to them and just say, you know, you're not made that way, whatever. Just, we have all dealt with that with our own kids, right?
Right.
You know, you could tell, you know, sometimes they'll just say, hey, you know, I want to be a girl today. Yeah, sure, right, whatever. God didn't make you that way. Okay, whatever, and just move on. There are ways of talking to your children that we all know that you work past that.
Right.
Why do these staff members of schools not get that? Why do they not get that? Do they get it, and they're just choosing to do something other than that? I dare say yes.
Right.
And that is the passive aggressiveness part of the component that's screwing up our kids.
Right.
And they are the ones who are actually doing more harm and being more of a bully than a classmate bully to a child.
Right.
That in a nutshell, is beyond repulsive.
Well, and there's the element of fear too. There's
exactly.
A fear in these teachers, right? That
fear they, of doing the right
losing
thing,
losing their job, retaliation.
Sorry. There's no. I don't care when you get to the pearly gates. That fear is long gone.
I'm. That's why I said what I said in my video. I'm to that point. I'm beyond that point. Right? It's like you can't have fear. We really are in a social war here. You know?
If you don't take care of the children and the animals, you're not getting in.
Right.
You're not getting in. Not happening. Yes, you have to have. We all know what you have to get there. But you're not getting past the gate.
Right.
And if you don't take care of the children when situations present it, you should not be there. Flat out, should not be there. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. And I know I'm right.
Yeah, you know, that's so spot on, Darren, because when you look at what's going on in America, first of all, there's probably a lot of these teachers that are atheists. And the issue is that they've taken God out of schools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when is it that our school districts here are going to say, we're praying anyway? How
right.
come a parent doesn't go in and pray anyway?
Right.
Okay. See, the thing is that the women have had the strength, the men have lacked, present company excluded, of course, testicular fortitude. And I have to watch my language because mm-hmm. I'm on the radio. Mm-hmm. However, I think we all know what that means. In the situation we have now is the women are standing up. Most of the people that we work with across the state, across the United States, Marley,
mm-hmm.
Linda Payne, et cetera,
all of them.
They're all women.
All the women.
We're the men.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes me sick because sometimes, as you probably know this, Darren, I can tell, sometimes when you are being a man, and we can be a little rough cut at times,
sure.
Now you're mean Mr. Mustard.
Yeah.
Now you're the bad guy because you're telling them the truth. And so you're mean Mr. Meanie.
That
women don't care. That's what I love someone like Jackie. She doesn't care.
Right.
She stands up anyway.
Yeah, it's that dang toxic masculinity.
Well, now keep in mind, too, where these laws come from. I'll give you a little bit of background here. In 1955, the Assembly Bill 1955, that was introduced by Christopher Ward out of District 78 in San Diego. If you want to give him a call at the Capitol office, his number is 916-319-2078. If you want to give him a call at his district office down in San Diego, his number is 619-280-7801. Call him. Burn up the phone lines. Fax them. If you fax the heck out of them, guess what? They're not happy that they have to spend all the money on the paper and everything else, the ink and everything else that goes in there. Don't email. They'll ignore that. Don't email. They'll just kick it out of there. If you fax them and burn up their phone lines, you know, you can get their attention a little bit. But he's the one that introduced this. San Diego, a whole country away from Shasta County. Truly. Several states away from Shasta County, if you're looking at it, you know, when we break up California. But why is this jackwagon introducing this? What stands behind it? Oh, and what party does he belong to? Not the one we belong to.
Well, if I can interject really quickly, the last time he was on the floor at the Senate presenting this before it went to Newsom's desk, it's gone through, you know, appropriations and committees, and the last time he presented, you know, he was very emotional in his reasoning behind constructing this bill, and it was because of his own personal experience as a gay man when he came out when he was a child and how harmful it was for him personally, for people that he didn't want to know to find out before he did.
It's completely beside the point.
It's completely beside the point. It has nothing to do. Children are asexual by nature.
Right.
Most children until a certain age are asexual by nature in our school system.
Well, we have a caller on the line. Steve, what say you, sir?
Well, I've got quite a bit, if I can maybe have a little bit of...
Well, you know,
let's make it quick, because we got about three minutes to the break.
I hear you guys give your buddies down there quite a bit of time, and every time I get on the phone, make it quick.
Well, we have a break coming up. That I didn't say you couldn't hold on until after the break. But if you have some thoughts on the school and what we're talking about, we're more than happy to hear.
Well, yeah, it comes back to what earlier on Poke the Hornet's Nest, the guy mentioned that Trump, and, you know, I can't listen to Trump. I love the guy, what he's done and everything, but I can't listen to him because it's always I. And it is never I. It's always we. And if people understood that, it's always we. There's always something with you that is guiding you one way or the other, good or bad, you know, I think people will begin to understand, possibly, if they continue to live in the spirit of we, and that there is somebody there, they will begin to understand their God, who God is. And that's the crux of the whole thing, is that people have not, they don't use God in their lives every single second of the day. I listen to your shows, all of the shows, and God is mentioned maybe once or twice. But in the bottom line, you know, with the sheriffs, with the I will not comply, with all of it, it's all God, and God is the Constitution. And if people understand, just look around. Just look around. Maybe hard down there with all that congestion and traffic and heat and everything, but up here we've got so much beauty around, it's easy to see where God is. And it's easy to see it down there too, because God is. And that's where we need to be. That's where we need to live 24 hours a day.
Well, Steve, we're going to have to go to a break. We do mention God on this program. In fact, I don't know how many times we've said that it's God-given rights, we have inalienable rights, we believe in God, and we just talked about prayer in school, about God and about Jesus Christ. So I really don't know where that's coming from, but we have to go off to a break. So, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Oh, craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
They stand up and they say, sorry, yeah. Not going to do it, or you pull your kid out of school.
Yep.
See?
That's true.
I mean, what's my, you know, ready?
All right, we're back with Jackie LaBarbera and Darren Hill. Thank you guys for coming in and sharing your pearls of wisdom and your willingness to fight for the kids.
Thank you, Wynn.
I appreciate it very much, and I know there are a lot of staffers in the Anderson Union High School District that are watching what you're doing. They're paying attention, and they're right behind you. They probably don't have the ability within themselves to say anything or do anything out of fear, and I get that. I totally get that. They're probably good staff members, probably good teachers, and they're right behind you. So hang in there. Keep doing what you guys are doing. I know I appreciate it. When I see these kind of things, we're good to go. We actually have the video and that you put out, and we want to play it so everybody can hear what was actually said on that video. So we're going to do it right now.
So it looks like my statement on Facebook the other day garnered some attention, and somebody felt it was necessary to send it to Attorney General Bonta. Good. I hope he sees it. I hope he sees this too, because there's one thing I do regret. It wasn't enough. So I'm here to tell you right now, if there is any teacher within the Anderson High School District, and any teacher within Shasta County for that matter, that has a student in this class that is going through transitioning, and you are afraid to tell a parent or guardian what's going on with their child for fear of repercussion or disciplinary action, you come to me. I will hold your information completely confidential and never reveal who you are, not even in a court of law. I will work with a counselor, and I will work with parents, and I will show the parents what's going on with their kid. We've had enough, and the state's crossed the line. We will not do this anymore. I will never comply. Period.
That man is mad as hell. So am I, brother. So am I. Here, here.
I wanted everybody to hear what what was actually said. It's important that they hear it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
And to know that there's the passion behind it, but you're absolutely right. You're doing what needs to be done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've had a lot of, believe it or not, teachers from across the county and actually even outside the county before and after that video. There is a lot of support behind people like us, or a person like me, myself. I do want to make it clear that I speak in a first person where I am representing myself, and this is where I am at. I'm not speaking for the board. I never spoke for the board outside of the dais, you know, but this is where I'm at, and this is the types of things that I will do in that position. But that being said, it's one thing that was really clear, and it goes back to you saying, you know, starting years ago that we shall not submit, is the reason why it's so on point is I think the leaders in our community, whether it's Board of Supervisors or school boards or Anderson City Council, Shasta Lake City Council, Reading, those people need to get to that level too. And when those people start getting to that level, we can have serious momentum. And I really truly believe that counties all across the North State are looking to Shasta County. You got Lassen, Modoc, Siskiyou. Yeah. They're all looking to us as big brother going, or big sister.
Other states are looking at Shasta County.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, they are now.
Yep, they are.
And I think they're itching to want to join us,
right,
in resisting all of this stuff.
All they have to do is stand up and do what you did.
Yeah, and I think the more and more people that get to that level, I think we can really affect some change here in the North State. I really do.
Absolutely. All over the state.
All over the state, that's right.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that I do a lot of calls. One would take our border back, another one would take your vote back, and I do a lot of Zoom calls. I'd like to get you on one with the folks and just be you. You know, it's funny because Darren was a little nervous about coming in here today, man. I'm just, you know, hey, man, I've never been on the radio. It's, hey, brother, you're fine. You're
Thank
doing
you.
Great, man. The thing is that you just speak from your heart. Just be who you are. Doesn't matter, right?
Right.
You're not like Terry and I, where we have a face for radio. You could do better.
Yeah. We have a face for radio. You could go on a Zoom, you know. But Jackie definitely could go on a Zoom.
Oh,
but,
absolutely. You know, that goes without saying.
But yeah, I mean, I think that I think we have to understand, and Jackie, I want to throw this out to you. We have three things that are the most important three words in, I think, period, when it comes to being free citizens in our government. That is jurisdiction, interposition, and nullification. Jurisdiction is who has power over what. School boards have power over curriculum to a degree, but the states have power over the school boards.
I disagree.
Well, no. I want to hear that, but I want to just go into this. What's stopping Gavin Newsom from saying, you know, I'm going to do the curriculum I want to do in the state of California. I'm going to shove it through my legislative body because I can, and therefore you will teach what we tell you to teach. There will be one board in each county, and that will be the County Board of Education. And how do we stop that as a state? And it's state-controlled curriculum, state-funded schools, laws that create curriculum, and laws that create a situation where we don't have the liberty. So what say you, ma'am?
Before you go there, that would be lack of representation and dilution of vote.
Wouldn't matter.
Getting rid of,
how do you get rid of that?
School districts, boards.
It would have to go to a vote in order to get rid of local school districts.
A vote to the people.
It would have to go to a vote to the people to make county offices of education the sole arbiter of the state's power. So
okay.
We're not there yet, but I think that's where they want to go.
This is just for clarification. Yeah. I love this. We all want justice. Okay, so I guess my question is that's fine and dandy. But you're talking about the legislative body creating something. So without going to court, how do you make the legislative body do what you want?
Are you referring to
that? I'm referring to what you just said.
Yeah, so, well, just back again to the power of the lesser magistrates. That's where we are now. We have that power now.
Where do we go to enact it?
We have the people that the people elect to the school boards. So for me to say, as a single school board member, I will not comply with AB 1955, which is what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
You know, if the people that elected me, the 7,000 people that elected me, Jackie LaBarbera, to represent or to sit on that board, don't agree with me not complying as their elected official, I'll help them recall me. But they won't do that because they want the rights to know what's going on with their child. So as of right now, the power still rests.
As of right now. That's
yes,
what I'm
but
saying.
That's what I want. But right. So sometimes I think though what we've done a disservice to those lesser magistrates, in my opinion. Because we keep talking about state law. That gives those lesser magistrates the permission to do what they've been doing for the last 20 and 30 years, which is just rubber stamping everything that comes through because they don't even read the legislation. They just have a superintendent or a CTA president telling them this is law, which is what they've done. And so they stamp it. They don't even know. They're not exercising the full spectrum of their power as a lesser magistrate, as a legislative body themselves. So yes, I do respect, and I did swear an oath to protect the Constitution and to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And so if the state itself is pitching itself as an enemy against parents, their due process, their constitutional rights, then I will not comply. I will not obey.
100%. Dominic, what say you, sir?
Hi, guys. Hey, good show. Good topic. I want to tell you something about what my wife and I have experienced or we're viewing as this unfolds up and down the state. What's going to happen to Anderson School District is that the Department of Education is going to write you letters, it's going to call you up, call your lawyers, and say you must comply with this law. You must comply with every law that is passed in California. And you're going to say, go pound sand. And they're going to try to convince you again that you should do this, and you're going to say, go pound sand. And they're going to say that, well, we're going to have to take some money away from you because you're not complying with the state. And so you're going to need to cut something out of your budget, whatever that is. It depends on the amount that they're going to cut. And you're going to still say, go pound sand. And then Mr. Bonta will contact you and say, you must comply with these laws. And you're going to say, go pound sand. And then he's going to take you to court. And then you're going to pay your lawyers, and you're going to pay your lawyers, and you're going to pay your lawyers. And this is going to break Anderson School District to a point where, you know, parents are going to be upset. They're going to be, you know, livid that you're taking things away from the kids and you're not complying with the law and my child is not getting the proper education and whatever it is. And trust me, the teachers union is going to come at you and use every resource available to you. And you may not be afraid of that. But the combination of the teachers union and the union and the parents are going to have a traumatic effect on Anderson School District. And there has, I don't know, Jackie said in the beginning of the show that there was six school districts that kind of said go pound sand. There could have been six, but I think if we're talking about the same districts, there has been a number of them, as Bonta came after them, that said, ugh, we can't do this anymore. Mm. We will comply.
Well, do you know what should happen? Do you know what should happen, Dominic?
Yeah, the solution.
We'll need a solution, but however, do not engage. If you engage in the communication with them, guess what? Now you're part of the play. Don't engage. Do not respond to their letters. Do not respond to any phone calls. Do not respond. Do not go to court because you know going to court, you're going to be dealing with judges who are appointed by the state. So therefore, you're going to be on the short end of the stick every single time. Do not engage. Just say you're not going to do it. Don't do it and don't engage with them flat out.
If that's a strategy.
And if they cut your money, guess what? You find it elsewhere. And then we start going to our boards of supervisors, and we instruct them to tell our tax collector to stop sending our money to the state and put the money back into the education system here in Shasta County.
Well,
and if they don't do that, then you start giving them some grief.
Your board of supervisors, right. See that?
Right. That's what has to happen. It has to come full circle, and it starts here and it stays here.
That's right.
I look forward to that strategy unfolding.
Well, you're seeing
that's the main thing.
This is what's happening. This is the beginning of peeling the banana or the band-aid
off. And in response to your legal fees, Anderson Union High School District has representation for our parental notification policy pro bono. So we're not afraid of any fees. We have no fees coming.
There you go.
I have a solution.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Take your kids out of public school.
That can't solve it.
But in the meantime, 70% of the future of our country is being educated in public education. Not everybody has the resources. We don't have the infrastructure. Not every parent has the mental and emotional capabilities or financial capabilities to do it.
So I hear you.
But just let me finish. Really quick. But in the meantime, what do we do?
You guys should put your energy into finding those alternative resources to take kids out of public school. You put your kids in public school, and this is just one aspect of public school, not telling your parents about this and not telling your parents about that. It's just one aspect. They're in school, 7 hours a day, 8 hours a day? You have radical Democrats in some cases educating your child.
Absolutely.
You have people that don't believe what you believe.
That's true.
Educating your child. And this is just one aspect. They're there, their minds are being taught other things that you don't even know about. Subtle things that you don't even know about. Anyway, I look forward to this strategy. We'll be looking at it very carefully. I'm sure other people will be looking at it.
One more response to what you said, and I appreciate your comments, and I totally, full-heartedly agree with you as far as leaving public education. But in the meantime, what do we do? And I think what we need to remember is even if you do pull your kids out, your tax dollars are still going to public education. It doesn't matter if you're a grandparent, a widow, widower, no kids. Your kids aren't in public education. Your tax dollars are still going to public education. So we got to.
I understand that, but I'd rather have that is something besides that. It doesn't mean anything to me that I need this free education because my tax dollars are going into because I own a home. I own a home in the Anderson School District. And so when I pay my homeowner's tax, some of that goes to Anderson School District.
Did you vote for me?
But I live in Reading. I live in South Reading. So I understand that, but to me, that's not an argument to keep your kid in school.
Oh, yeah, for
Darren has been trying to weigh in on this. Yeah.
It's just really, really quick, sir. You said, why don't we just comply, why don't we just do what the state says?
No, he said pull the kids out of school. That's what he said.
Well,
no, I didn't say that. I didn't say, okay.
What did you say?
I said they're going to go broke is what I said, and you're going to have no options.
Well, I disagree with that. And so what I'm trying to look at is history. I mean, look at the 70s when the education system got established, federally. We've done nothing, and we've complied since then. Ever since then. We have bowed and done exactly what we were told. And look how much we've lost. We've lost a ton. So how much more can we lose if we keep doing this? It's going to get so bad that there is no other option. And so that's kind of my answer back to you. It's like we either should make a stand now while we still can, while there's still enough skin in the game, or we keep doing what we're doing, and we lose it all.
And I think that he made a good point. I mean, you just made a great point, Darren. The situation is that, you've got two choices. You leave in school or you take them out of school.
Yeah.
Or what you do as Wynn was saying, I mean, that's a stretch. Shasta County, you may be able to get your board of supervisors not to send the money to the state, but that ain't going to happen in Santa Clara. That ain't going to happen in San Mateo County. That ain't going to happen in San Diego
County. It's got to start somewhere.
So what we do is we look at the fact that each county in the state of California, according to the California Constitution in Article 11, is a legal subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
So what we say is, okay, as Shasta County,
mm-hmm.
this makes everybody happy. I love it when I can make everybody happy. Shasta County is saying, A, we're not paying attention to any of your letters. B, hey, you know, come and take it. C, Shasta County is standing up. We have three guys
mm-hmm.
that would go that way and say, hey, so we need to start bringing up, let's just not send the money in. Wynn hit the nail on the head. You stop feeding the beast. Yep. That's the deal.
But bingo.
And you do it with one county. And if this county has the courage, going back to what Darren said, this county has the courage to do it, maybe Tehama County. Maybe Siskiyou Steve, Siskiyou County.
Yeah.
Maybe all these other counties. And Steve, by the way, maybe you may want to do in Siskiyou County is go to a few schools and open up their mornings in prayer.
There you go.
You know, really and truly, we have to be completely out of the box. And you hit the nail on the head again. Darren, you're becoming one of my favorite people on earth. He hit the nail on the head again. And that is, what do we got to lose?
Right.
What have we got to lose? They're taking all your stuff anyway. What do you got to lose?
Well, you know, my wife, God bless her heart, you know, she came to me in the mid-90s, early 90s, and said, I want to homeschool our oldest child. And I said, you want to do what? I had no idea what homeschool was. And this was before computers. Reading magazines and talking to people her story is compelling. And we lived on one income all through the first child and the second child. And, you know, I had a good job, but we struggled. We didn't buy things. It was hard, but it was rewarding. And my two sons have professional jobs, and you know they're lifetime learners and everything that public school tends not to teach. My wife taught, and so much so that other moms were coming to her and saying, "I want to do this too." And eventually, she started her own ISP homeschool. And you know, at the height of that, at the height of that, there was like 100 kids in that school, all being taught at home, all getting a good education, all, you know, there was one family that had 5 children, and dad worked as a janitor for a school district. How much does a janitor make even today? And mom stayed at home and taught the kids. And it was, like I said, it's a struggle. And how many kids are in school, Anderson School District, with two parents earning money because they can't find in their heart to sacrifice money and live on one income to teach their kids at home. And, anyway, that's my soapbox. I appreciate you listening to me.
Thank you.
We wish you the best of luck, really.
Yeah, Patricia's amazing. I mean, she stood up, and you said something very important, my good friend. It really is the hard that makes it great. It's always going to be the hard that makes it great.
Yes.
Thank you, Dominic.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Before I turn this back over, there is a group, Dran Reese, who's the CEO of this group, and most of you have heard of Salt and Light, and she's also the president of Salt and Light. She's the president, that's at bravesalt.com. Public School Exit, Dran Reese, and if you want to give her a call, 888-725-8654, 888-725-8654. The email address is www.publicschoolexit.com. What they're doing is putting together monies. They're a 501c3. There's a lot of people with substantial means that are putting together monies to help young families, young single moms, to pull their kids out of school and to homeschool. It's a venue, an avenue that's newer and really taking a strong hold in San Diego County, Orange County, et cetera, in the lower county. So just another avenue, depending on what you want to do out there. Jackie, what say you?
About what?
Well, how about the weather? You stand nice and cool.
Or the water.
Or the water. Yeah, the water.
That's another thing.
We'll have you on for that.
Yeah.
I think another part of this that needs a little bit more attention is the, you know, the this bill is taking away the process of due process. Due process is, you know, what is due process? A parent can parent until they can prove they can't, right? So by this bill assuming that all parents are a danger, not all parents can be trusted with their children, they're completely taking away their constitutional right to due process. They're not allowing them to work through that. That's a huge – removing due process for any reason has always been a huge issue. So I think people need to realize that too. This isn't about sexuality. This isn't about LGBTQ. This isn't about all that. This is about removing the rights to parent, period.
Yeah.
And unless the child's in danger and has been proven to be in danger,
that's the due process.
You do not, yes, exactly. You do not go there.
Yep. Got about 4 minutes, my
friend. To top off what I just said, one of the biggest things I said what I did in that video and in the comments before is AB 1955 is repugnant to the Constitution.
Tremendously repugnant.
100%. And I swore an oath to the Constitution, period. That's it in a nutshell. And you can and people can miss me with, well, the Supreme Court is the ones who define what is and is not constitutional. No, absolutely not. No, the people do.
100%. And remember, the Supreme Court only gives opinions.
That's right.
Then they have to be adopted by the states. Again, the states have the power. So, in essence, in California, we have the ability in counties, because we're legal subsidies, not legal arms, folks, legal subsidies, we can go ahead and do these things, create ordinances and laws ourselves. So I'm with you guys saying Shasta County, stand up. And when, I think it's a great idea to get this Board of Supervisors, in fact, Patrick just left a few minutes ago, get these guys to say, hey, this is what we need to do. Start withholding the funds. Cut off their money. Grow up. Well, I can't say that.
They already
can't
have
say
it.
That. Sorry about that. But in other words, let's see. Grow some manhood.
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
And right now, we need to do this, because that's the only way you're going to hurt them with the money. And Jackie, the reason that all this happens and it's unconstitutional is because we let them.
Yeah.
We let them. I mean, hey, it's like, well, you're a liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
Get it straight. Your legislative body doesn't care. You can go scream down there until you're blue in the face and yell and scream at your assembly and your Senate and go stand. I stood outside Newsom's office with about 100 women standing out there, not just before Moms for Liberty got started. Back we were down doing a Second Amendment court case. And I stood there with them, and we shouted, and we stood in front of his office saying, hey, let our children go, let our children go. Arm in arm, hand in hand, there was about 5 men and 100 women. Hey, men, stand up.
Yep.
Like Darren, like Wynn, stand up.
Well, keep in mind, too, that Newsom's kids go to private school. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
They're not in public school being affected by all this garbage.
That's right.
They are in a private school.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of people that fight for our side that have their kids in private school or homeschool.
But then they have to go home to him.
I mean,
so.
You know, it's kind of like it's okay for, you know, we have to just start telling the government no.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm all in. You know, at my age, I don't really care anymore.
we're just happy you made it as far as you did.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, if constituents in my district don't want me there anymore because of my stance on this, I'd be more than happy to walk them through how to recall me. It won't be the first time it's been attempted. But I will, honestly, because if I'm not representing them by not complying, then they do have the right to recall me. That's their right.
I don't
let them do their own paperwork.
There you go.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds here. thank you.
Yes, thank you very much,
Darren,
for coming in.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, guys.
Amazing people. We'll do this again. I'd like we'll to have you in and talk about water.
We'll have you both back on the updates on what's going on.
Yes.
Too.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.